Thank you, Chairman and Chairman. I appreciate the time to be here today. My name is Chris French. I'm the Deputy Chief for the National Forest System at the U.S. Forest Service. I really appreciate this space to have to talk on this discussion graph today because these issues, the long-term sustainability of our forests and reducing the risk that those forests create through wildfire to our communities is our central focus right now. These are at the front and center of all of our leadership, our foresters, our biologists, our other resource management professionals, as they focus on how do you create long-term sustainability of our forests that are resilient and that are not as susceptible to wildfire, insect, and disease, and the other stressors we're seeing being brought on by climate change right now. In my 32 years of working for the Forest Service in multiple disciplines, I have not seen us at such an important inflection point in terms of the health and the long-term sustainability of these forests and the communities that depend on them, whether it's for water, for jobs, or just having a place where they don't feel threatened by the very forests that surround them. Our national forests and grasslands span 193 million acres in 42 states and Puerto Rico. They are lands where people recreate, fish, hunt, hike. They provide clean water, support livestock grazing, mineral and energy development, and forest products. They're an important touchstone for indigenous people. And our multiple use management supports local economies throughout the country. All told, our work creates hundreds of thousands of jobs and contributes nearly $44 billion to our nation's gross domestic product. This includes uses from livestock grazing, forest products, mineral and energy development, and probably most significantly through recreation. However, as we all know, the forests that provide all of these benefits are at risk from the wildfire crisis we now face. Fueled by our changing climate, fire exclusion, insect and disease outbreaks, and expanding urbanization, we are experiencing rapidly shifting environmental conditions and longer, hotter, and drier wildfire seasons. To address these challenges, the Forest Service is implementing our wildfire crisis strategy to reduce the risk of catastrophic fire threatening our communities and forests. We're seeing real results. And as the Chief testified earlier this week, we're seeing decreases in risk to communities and large returns on our investments. We're focused on forest restoration and resilience of those forests and communities. In short, we know that we must do the right work where it matters the most with our partners in the industries that we work with. The draft bill that we're going to discuss here today represents a good opportunity for Congress to advance the dialogue on supporting sound forest management and wildfire risk reduction, and to build on support previously provided through efforts such as the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law, the Inflation Reduction Act, the Healthy Forest Restoration Act, and several farm bills. With certain exceptions, the United States Department of Agriculture has previously testified before this subcommittee and its counterpart in the Senate in support of the goals and intent of several provisions that are in this draft bill. There are certain provisions, especially those related to environmental compliance, where the administration looks forward to the opportunity to work with the committee to understand the intent and the implications of the language. And USDA does not support the provision that would require the Forest Service to attempt to extinguish all fires within 24 hours of detection. We appreciate the committee's engagement in these important issues affecting the long-term health and sustainability of our nation's forests and communities. It's worth us working together. It's worth us coming to agreement, problem solving, because we have common goals. We look forward to that discussion. And we look forward to this committee's continued support for our forests and the communities in the long run. I'd be happy to take questions. Thank you.